That's the spirit.
Okay, there we go. That's the intro. And we have the man himself, Peter Lynham. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're still maintaining your status as Professor Emeritus?
I certainly am, okay. That's right. Doing my very bit to look as intelligent as possible.
Ah, good. Well, some of us cannot be saved, but you're doing well, thank you. Now, you piqued my interest with the little teaser about what we're talking about today, and I'm fascinated. Please tell me.
Yeah, so you know, I'm not quite sure how I say kippa, yeah, the checkered black and white scarf that you see on people who are supporting the Palestinian cause. You know, there's quite a few people wearing that around.
Yes, yes, of course, yeah.
Yep. How do you say it? I'm just not quite sure.
I'll let other people tell me.
Yeah. All right, kefiah is K-E-F-F-E-I-Y-E-H, but I am not at all sure how to say that.
Okay, well, if anybody knows, they can call in, or maybe some of the new staff will know. We'll find out.
Yeah, and so this is the scarf that symbolizes, for many people, the Palestinians and Palestinian people. And when you see that scarf,
yeah,
you think immediately, I think, of the shocking conditions in Gaza and the things that have been going on for Palestinian people.
Oh, absolutely.
So this scarf suddenly appeared about 5 minutes before the Pope was due to visit his latest nativity scene. See, the Pope commissions a nativity scene with baby Jesus and Joseph and Mary every year. And Italians love nativity scenes. They make a great fuss about them, and will go touring nativity scenes much as we would go touring, you know, streets with pretty Christmas lights. And so this one was set up, commissioned, and it took about 2 years to finish. And it's displayed in the Pope Paul VI Hall, which is where the Pope receives visitors for his weekly speech to the world.
Yeah, right.
And I know opportunity to meet people.
Yeah.
So it's quite a striking. These are full-size people done in beautiful wood. But just before the Pope arrived, the baby was given a kefiah as a kind of blanket.
Oh, I feel that's appropriate.
Around under him. And it hadn't been there when everything was checked out to make sure everything was looking good, but presumably, since they were Palestinian artists who did this, they just whipped it out and popped it in without any permission.
Fantastic.
Just before the Pope arrived. So he was, he dutifully came by and admired the beautiful work and prayed by it. And since then, thousands of tourists in the way of Vatican have gone to see it. But the kefiah has disappeared.
Was it there when the Pope was there?
It was definitely there when the Pope was there. Oh. It's very obvious in the photographs. But by the time the general public came along, it was gone.
Interesting. Well, you can imagine why it might have been gone, but I can also, I think it's wonderful that it was there. That's brilliant. Interesting. That's. I wonder if they were inspired. I don't know if you have any fascination for the Greek gods of mythology, Peter. But
sure I have.
Yep. A fantastic show on Netflix, which sadly was cancelled, starring Jeff Goldblum, called Chaos. And he plays Zeus, and it's sort of if I had to try and summarize it, it'd be like a little bit like Game of Thrones meets Baz Luhrmann meets Succession, and it's the story of what if the Greek gods were just sort of in charge now. And Jeff Goldblum's amazing as Zeus. And anyway, the point is that every year they unveil a big this is right at the start of the show, so it's not a spoiler. Every year they unveil this big, you know, tribute to him, bit like is happening with the Pope in the nativity scene there. They unveil that this one time live on television, or all around the world is seen, and then there's some sabotage, which I won't go into. But you know, there's a sort of I wonder if they I wonder if they've watched the show and were inspired to sort of think, oh, what's the most exposure we could get? Oh, this is probably pretty good. And success.
Yes. But, of course, embarrassment for the Vatican, because the Vatican, Percy has this anxiety about its relationship with Jews.
Right.
Because consistently, the Vatican has not had a long history of friendly relationships with the Jews, and having improved things since it took away the Easter prayer on which the Jews were blamed for the death of Jesus. And that only happened back in the 1960s. So it's been a kind of delicate path.
Yeah, okay.
So anything that would offend Jews is treated as highly sensitive. And while the Vatican has certainly expressed quite strongly, I mean, at the Pope's request, concern about the ways in which the Palestinians in Gaza are enduring so much heartache at the moment, let alone, you know, physical atrocities.
Yes.
They don't want to get caught up into one of these, shall we say, highly politicized scenes. But by removing the kafir, having had it there, of course, they've in some ways made matters worse because they're now accused of not expressing support for the Palestinians.
Yeah, there's the stand. Wow.
So Christmas is political. It can't avoid it, unfortunately.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, ask anybody who's had a family dinner, I guess. Pretty political.
Yes.
I was... interesting. Okay. No one's taken responsibility for taking it away. I suppose there was an underling to an underling to an underling who kind of whipped out.
And of course, this is the way... This is the bit that frustrates the Pope about the whole situation, that he's confronted with Vatican officials who are incredibly cautious in the way they operate for everything. And they are very protective of the image of the Church.
Yeah.
And so not every decision can reach his desk, obviously. But if he lacks confidence in the people who are running the show, then there's a big, big problem. And in a whole series of decisions that's come from the present papacy, there's been a tendency for, at one level, the Pope Francis to be very enthusiastic about, you know, good causes, friendly gestures towards LGBT people, for example, etc. But when it comes to actually in practice, either he doesn't want to pursue the hard work, or perhaps actually he really is a dyed-in-the-wool conservative, but just wants better public relations.
Yeah, throwing some bones to some causes. Yeah, interesting, because he has, you know, there are things to suggest his conservative. I mean, of course he's conservative of a sort, right?
You know, you can't really avoid it being a can you?
I did quite enjoy that Jude Law is the Pope in that show, but that's a different story. But you know, he has sort of recently, I guess there's been a few throwaway comments or things he didn't know that people would hear, or those sorts of things which suggest, okay, he's not a raging anarchist, you know, about to change everything.
Well, of course, it depends on how you look at this. I was most amused yesterday to read a column by Carl Truman. So Carl Truman is a professor at Grove City College in the USA, who is a conservative evangelical of the real traditional sort. But he curiously mixes a lot with Catholics, and he writes a column in the First Things, which is a fairly conservative Catholic journal that engages with quite a lot of ideas. And he was asked, and I thought this is interesting, he was asked to write, "Why am I not a Catholic?"
Oh.
And, I mean, the reason why he's not a Catholic is he's bred in the heady Protestant world in which Calvin does everything right and in which the papacy is a horrific instrument of evil. You know, I mean, that's the world he grew up in.
Right.
But his reason that he gave, or the most obvious one, was that he couldn't possibly be a Catholic while Pope Francis was the Pope, because Pope Francis was really a liberal Protestant and no words could be more despicable than liberal Protestant from conservative Protestants. So this was a very hilarious take on the way in which the antagonism towards Pope Francis is, you know, pretty deeply set among Catholics. And the Catholics, the first things, I think, probably fed him the line that he had to tell the wicked Pope Francis off for being a liberal Protestant. There you are.
Oh, well, I mean, you can't win, I guess. Poor old Pope, he can't say anything right, can he? thank you, Peter. Are you around next month? I'm back on my show next Monday. Most people are winding down, but if you're away, you're away.
I'll be here.
We'll have our nativity scene this Monday coming. Thank you so much for everything.
And
we'll say our fond of farewells next week. Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Bye-bye. Bye. And so